From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. A patient with COVID-19 is currently in intensive care at Bartlett Regional Hospital. This is Juneau's second confirmed case of the virus, and it's the first case of hospitalization related to coronavirus in Alaska. In a press conference yesterday, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services said all patients with confirmed cases of COVID-19 were recovering at home. State health officials say both of the people in Juneau who are sick appear to have caught the virus while traveling. According to a release from the city and borough of Juneau, the second patient recently visited Portland and Washington State. State and local health officials are working with the patient's family to track down people who may have recently come into contact with the patient. As of this afternoon, 39 people in Alaska across 8 communities have tested positive for the virus. Officials announced 2 new COVID-19 cases in Ketchikan today, bringing the total to 8. As KRBD's Eric Stone reports, local officials are concerned the number of cases in the area is growing exponentially.
Ketchikan's 2 new coronavirus cases don't have a recent travel history. That's according to Ketchikan Emergency Manager Abner Hoag. He said state public health authorities are investigating the patient's recent contacts.
Until they complete their contact investigation and share what they can with us, I don't know is the answer.
So it's unclear whether the 2 new cases are what health officials call community spread. That's when the source of an infection can't be traced back to a known case. Hoag said the 2 new patients are at home in self-isolation. They're being monitored by the State Division of Public Health. But he declined to share more details, citing medical privacy. No ages of the patients have been offered. None of Ketchikan's coronavirus cases has been hospitalized, authorities say. Tuesday's new cases come after Ketchikan area authorities took their strongest step yet on Saturday, urging community members to, quote, hunker down, shelter in place, and stay home, unquote. Hoag said that's an effort to slow the virus's spread, flattening the curve. He said at this point, the curve looks pretty steep.
The first known case in Ketchikan, as they did the contact investigations, the next 4 of those cases were attributed to that first case, right? They had direct contact with the first case. So 1 person infected 4.
That's a total of 5 infections.
If those 4 each infected 4 more, you would add 16 to that 5, which brings you to 21. And then if those 16 each had contact with 4...
That's 64 new infections. Add that to the 21 existing cases for a total of 85.
And then you take that new group and say they infect 4, and you see how it quickly grows.
Hoag said that by the end of this week, there could be 20 cases in Ketchikan. And if growth continues at its current rate, he said there could be 400 shortly after the beginning of April. But as of Saturday, when authorities announced 3 new cases, the 2-week estimate was upwards of 600. After 2 days with no new cases, he said he'd revised that estimate downwards.
I think that's a little bit of good news. The exponential spread is not quite as high as I feared it could be. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods.
The number of confirmed cases is expected to rise as testing becomes more widely available. Hoag said that authorities are planning new drive-through testing sites for people whose doctors aren't providing the test themselves.
If they're not doing the testing on their own, they would have to give a referral to one of the other locations that's doing testing.
But the test would still be limited to a few select groups: close contacts of known cases, recent travelers, healthcare workers, emergency personnel, people hospitalized or in long-term care, plus seniors and those with underlying health issues. And for their doctor to order a test, the patient has to show symptoms, like a fever or cough or shortness of breath. Hoag says that's in an effort to preserve testing supplies. Hoag said for now, officials continue to urge people to restrict their movement as much as possible.
That's really what it comes down to. Stay home. You can say shelter in place. You can say hunker down. But in plain English, stay home.
The Ketchikan Gateway Borough is home to a little less than 14,000 people. Officials said in a news conference earlier this month that the area has 25 hospital beds, 5 of which can provide intensive care. Only 4 beds are equipped for isolation. Hoag said that local authorities aren't planning new restrictions at this time.
Short of the governor declaring that people have to shelter in place, we've kind of reached the maximum recommended protective measures that are outlined in any plans.
Governor Mike Dunleavy ordered travelers arriving in Alaska to quarantine for 2 weeks. It comes into effect Wednesday at midnight and has exemptions for workers in what the state considers critical infrastructure. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
The Alaska legislature has been working on a few bills in response to the coronavirus disease. Both chambers passed a bill that would ease access to unemployment insurance benefits for those affected by the pandemic. The measure would eliminate the one-week waiting period for benefits, and it would raise the benefit amount per dependent. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz says that Alaskans who have lost their jobs need the bill.
They're fearful about how they're going to pay their rent. They're going to put food on the table for their children. And this bill will go a long way to ensuring that working Alaskans who aren't able to work are able to get some necessary support at this time.
All legislators who were present in both chambers voted for the bill. Another bill would extend Governor Mike Dunleavy's disaster emergency declaration for the state until September 1st, allowing Dunleavy to proclaim the emergency has ended if Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum finds the virus outbreak or imminent threat of an outbreak no longer exists. That bill would provide funding to cover costs from the emergency, and it would allow Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer to hold the primary or statewide special elections by mail. Dunleavy has proposed an economic stabilization plan that the legislature has not considered. It's not clear if the legislature will consider a separate bill that would fund COVID-19 economic relief. Ambulance crews in Juneau are going to be taking fewer people to the hospital. The change in practice is aimed at freeing up hospital resources for higher-risk patients. City officials announced the new protocol yesterday. Capital City Fire and Rescue Chief Rich Etheridge explains.
In the past, pretty much everybody that calls 911 and wants to go to the hospital gets transported. Right now, what they're doing is it's giving them the authority to not transport someone. If it's going to be a wasted trip for the patient because there is nothing that the hospital is going to be able to do for them, you know, we're not taking somebody with a broken finger to go see a cardiologist.
That doesn't mean 911 callers seeking medical attention will be on their own. Ambulance crews will still respond to calls in person. They will screen for COVID-19 cases, which may lead to testing referrals and home quarantine recommendations. And they'll treat lower priority issues on scene.
They can give them the guidance on what they can do, you know, how to self-care and maybe help make, follow-up appointments with someone.
Etheridge says a team that goes by CARES, short for Community Assistance Response and Emergency Services, is also getting readied for follow-up care.
Yeah, because a lot of people are using the emergency room for their primary care health, and, you know, that's not necessarily an appropriate use of the emergency room. So this will help kind of, you know, ferret some of those out and get them steered more towards, a family physician or an urgent care or something like that.
If you need non-emergency medical care, authorities say to call your doctor first. Southeast Alaska's Tribal Health Organization has tested patients for COVID-19 in most of the 28 communities it serves. As of Monday, about 100 search patients had been tested for the disease, and none have come back positive, health officials say. Nationwide, COVID-19 tests are being rationed, but search says it has about 1,400 tests available. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium spokeswoman Megan Bozak says there isn't a specific number of tests the tribal health provider hopes to acquire, but more is better.
We're willing to take as many collection specimen tests as we can get our hands on, and that there's access to additional should there be a need.
Alaska receives kits produced for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention by commercial manufacturer LabCorp. Patients in Juneau, Sitka, Wrangell, Klawock, and Haines can now access drive-through testing with a referral from a doctor, but staff will first test for influenza, which has similar symptoms to COVID-19.
I think the thought in testing for the flu is to make sure that those symptoms that a person may have are ruled out prior to going for specimen collection for COVID testing.
Search did not provide the number of coronavirus tests administered in each community. Bozak says this is out of privacy concerns for those towns. Any positive results will be made public by Search and state health officials. And finally, travel to the Red Dog Mine has been restricted to protect nearby rural Alaska communities during the pandemic. In a statement, Tech Alaska Inc., the company that operates the zinc and lead mine, says that they are suspending outbound regional travel from the mine. Outbound employee travel will now go through Anchorage instead of Kotzebue. Tech wrote that the employees from the Northwest Arctic region will be required to self-isolate with extended family in Anchorage or in designated Tech buildings. Employees currently on-site have the option to extend their current and future contracts or to go on leave.